A special bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Today, diving into what you need to think about to do analysis and projections in this uncertain time. All that matters is what the customer thinks. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. There's a ton of polling starting to come out about what channel leaders think, particularly vendors. I've even cited some of this on the show because you're looking for directional guidance. Here's a data point that should tell you something. From the 2112 group, 30% of channel professionals were surprised upon learning how little cash their partners have in reserve for emergencies. Also from that survey, 51% of channel professionals were surprised by the increase in webinar attendance, 34% by the ease of replacing live events. So what you're telling me is that vendors don't understand their solution provider customers. The sky is also blue and water is wet. If you're a vendor leader listening to this, you should know that the people who work for you don't understand your own channel customers. If you're a solution provider listening to this, you should forward this to your vendors because they do not understand you. The topic of this video is not, however, the disconnect between vendors and providers. Frankly, it's too easy and not useful. As my focus is on technology services providers, what I worry about is that that same disconnect may exist between those services companies and their customers. That's why we started with a very well-known, to solution providers anyway, disconnect. I've seen some similar polling data for MSPs and service providers. It's pretty optimistic about the recovery, with a majority expecting the recovery this year or projecting doing better than they expected this year. Let me start this by saying I really hope they are right. In the end, though, all that doesn't matter anything if the customer doesn't think the same way. I'm really thinking that the customer doesn't think the same way. And because my goal is to plan to the worst while hoping for the best, let's discuss why I think that. Let's do that with some data, because that helps the context. The Hustle polled their readership, and nearly 2,000 people responded. The highlights. 37% said they would feel comfortable returning to a workplace now. 33% said the same about restaurants. But big events, 40% said they would not feel good about that until 2021. Let's say some of that data the other way, however. 63% aren't ready to go back to work because of being uncomfortable. 67% aren't going back to restaurants now. 72% aren't ready to send kids back to school now. There's similar data from a Washington Post University of Maryland survey. So I won't say it twice, but no, it's not just one data set that looks this way. There's going to be a hesitancy of consumers and individuals across society. That will impact behavior and spending and the ecosystem around those. You may not serve entertainment customers, but do your customers? That manufacturer might make boxes that are used to sell popcorn in stadiums, which are certainly in less demand. That's just a crazy example, as we know there's so many more. Calculating whether or not people want to leave their houses to do things is simply not part of our usual planning. And it's not as simple as thinking things will start gearing up. Things are not going to just jump back to the previous state. And we can't even say they're going to come back slowly because it won't be consistent. It's going to be inconsistent, particularly across different areas. The situation right now is that you don't have good data to tell you where things are and where they're going to be. Thinking you understand your customer's impact right now is dangerous for a number of reasons. Think about this short term. First, customers with PPP infusions have not made changes to payroll yet. That's why they took the loan, to keep those people there. Second, customers may be making moves now you're not aware of. Customers themselves may not be sure of the full impact yet and not made enough changes. There's data from the Becker-Friedman Institute predicting that 42% of recent layoffs will be permanent job losses, businesses going away, or due to the hesitancy I just cited. If you're working at a lesser capacity, you don't need as many workers. The point is that there's an impact that's very much hidden. The interdependency of the economy is hard to track for an individual business owner. We don't know the impact. The danger is thinking that we do. Now, wallowing in bad news isn't helpful. I set the stage here for context, not as my end message. Companies and businesses are built on people. people do business. And while we don't know how people will behave, the one thing we can safely say is they likely aren't going to behave the way we've expected them to in the past. Let's start there. Assuming people are not going to behave the same, what does it look like if they behave the way and we're not used to? First, let's talk broadly. Leveraging the work from Service Leadership's Rapid Recovery Planning Guide, we can get a generalized take on the results of pessimism. My stance continues to be plan for the worst and hope for the best. If we outperform, that's great. The more you sell product, the more impacted you are. And let's observe that isn't coming back. Most importantly, and from a revenue and an EBITDA perspective, the recovery doesn't look like a V, W, or a U. I'm thinking L. That's the working plan. Because remember, what we're planning for isn't the same as what we're hoping for. And the numbers there are averages. Remember, there are 50% of companies doing worse. Our baseline is to assume this hit, and now we want to make it specific for our own businesses. Let's add one more dimension to set ourselves up for analysis. Vertical markets matter. Again, I've seen a lot of commentary recently that focuses on industries and recommendations that you look at the impact by industry. They're right, but only half right. For example, we know some industries are really hit hard. Oil and gas, travel, hospitality, government. And we can make some statements that there's moderate impact to others. But if you want to try and define some of that impact, go one more level. Think of your customers' customers. Now is the time to really understand your customers and who they serve to project out. Take legal. The legal field is moderately sure, but it's the inconsistency that's the confusion. Lawyers serving hospitality? Greater hit than lawyers serving healthcare or financial services. Now, this makes it obvious. Usually, the simplest ideas are. Instead of looking at your customers and guessing the impact based on vertical, add a second level to your analysis by adding your customer's customer. Any further levels make it too hard, so that should be enough. The good news here is you should be very used to this way of thinking. The reason I started with criticism of software vendors is that solution providers are so very familiar with the problem. The idea of not understanding your customer well enough. You live that every single day with the people that are managing you. Take that insight from looking backwards and turn forwards and think through your customer. Your customer, just like you, is a conduit to more customers. You understand the impact of that misunderstanding. But unlike those vendors, you're small, agile, and already in the services business. So put your mindsets of thinking, who are they? What are they thinking? And how will the humans who work there and consume from them behave now? The data tells us they're going to be a lot slower than you'll want from a business perspective. Rather than rail against that, embrace it. It is what it is. And you plan for that. That extra dimension of analysis will be what differentiates those that move just beyond survival. So in recap, humans are uncomfortable with the current situation, and probably more than you think, even for basic services. This is going to take longer than you think, but pessimistic planning is safe. Understanding your customer's customer gives better insight, and it's a skill you already have. Oh, and vendors don't get solution providers, but that one you knew. Go deeper with your customers, and you'll be even more relevant, and now you can plan better. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode. I will talk to you with a regular episode tomorrow.